Welcome back to one more segment of the Party at My Place here on the Michigan Business Network. This is Sue Bila with the Michigan Festivals and Events Association in preparation for our Silver Anniversary, 25th Anniversary Convention coming up this November at the Grand Traverse Resort. And part of our education is extremely people are just waiting to see who's going to be speaking and what's going to happen, what's it going to be about. So I have found what I think is one of the great social media speakers, Brad Back with Seaforth & Associates, and also the marketing firm for McDonald's restaurants. So if you will do something with me, and I just had a chance to ask Brad, but envision this. You're sitting on a float going down Main Street, USA, Michigan, and you are the social media expert. Brad Back, you're on here with me. What would you do?
Well, that's a great question.
You're the queen. You know, I might put the crown on you, but right now I want you to be my social media king.
It's a great question, and I think there's so much you can do with the power of social media. For example, if I were sitting on that float, I might do a Facebook Live with my iPhone to capture the experience of the event from a whole different perspective, not from standing on the sidewalk watching the parade, but actually being in the parade. And I can do a Facebook Live and talk about my vantage point, watching maybe my group or our float is handing out candy or trinkets. But I can talk about that. I can talk about the importance of the volunteers who are working with me on this float and their important role. I can try to bring the experience of that parade and being on that float from a vantage point that no one else can do. And for those who wanted to be at the parade and couldn't be, what a perfect way to engage them and begin a meaningful dialogue about the whole event and subject matter.
That's a whole different view, sitting on the float, watching the people versus the people watching the float.
It sure is. And when you have those nugget opportunity nuggets, we call them, you know, it's a slightly different view. We try to look at ways of engaging customers or consumers or participants with our brand in a disruptive way. In a disruptive way that really stands out and makes a connection. We'll be talking about that. We'll be discussing the different types of social media and how they all have different reasons for being, and some are better than others depending on your objective. We'll talk about creating a social media calendar to really maximize the event you're involved with from a pre-event standpoint, during an event standpoint, and after the event standpoint, because you want to keep that consumer engagement alive. We'll also talk about media training. And with the advent of social media, everyone's a news reporter. Everyone has a phone. Everyone has a camera with a recorder. And you've seen every day all the examples on the media of people videotaping what they think the world should see. So when there's a positive, when there's a negative, the media works in real time today, and we work with participants and vendors and volunteers and sponsors and clients to ensure they understand the importance of messaging, staying on point, being responsive in real time, because the media will put a message out there. And as much as you have the facts and want to provide a perspective, you need to understand how to do it in today's virtual social media world.
Wow. Pretty powerful stuff. You know, Brad, I am so grateful for all that you're going to be sharing. This is unbelievable, I will say that, to be able to have someone with the knowledge you have and the depth of getting to the heart and soul of a festival.
Well,
what it's all about.
We can't wait. We work with clients in so many different respects where they want to be part of a festival, they want to be part of a parade, they want to be part of an event, but they can't because they're doing a public service, whether it's in healthcare and they're working at the hospital when the event goes on, or they're in education, or they're volunteering in their own ways to give back to the community. And we just want people to understand the opportunities that exist from where they sit. There is a lot they can do to further the word and communicate the experience and the enjoyment of what they're doing.
This is a whole different avenue of collecting thoughts and experiences. You know, I've been in many classes where it's pretty hard-nosed and it goes this way or that way, but you're really coming in with something that's so real and sensitive that this is going to be a very powerful workshop. I can just see it all coming together. So I want to thank you so much for that. I'm totally impressed, Brad. So for you and Bill, we have a special spot saved for you at the Grand Traverse Resort. It's right at the top. You know, there's going to be a big hospitality suite up there. And I just heard that Jack Daniels is going to join us again.
Love Jack.
Yeah, we love Jack. So bring your phone and everything. You know, he's my security guard. Nobody gets by Jack.
We'll do a Facebook Live from there.
I think we've darn well better. It sounds like fun to me. Brad, thank you so much. And thanks to Seaforth and the ladies and everyone over there. We love you guys all. So we'll look forward to seeing you at convention.
It's our pleasure. We do as well. Thank you.
All right. Once again, this is Sue with the Party at My Place right here on the Michigan Business Network. Party on, my friends.